Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. We're diving deep into the world of tech overload, but not in a doom and gloom way. Think more like how to hit that refresh button on your digital life without losing your mind or your social media game. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, checking notifications even when you're supposed to be relaxing? Or maybe you wake up feeling drained and groggy just from the constant buzz of screens all night long. Well, you're not alone. We live in a world saturated with digital distractions, and it can seriously take a toll on our mental well-being. But guess what? There's a way to break free, reclaim your time, and actually feel more present and energized. That's where today's episode comes in. We're talking about Unplugging and Rebooting, a guide to digital detox for beginners. Now, I know the word detox can sound a bit intense, but trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit living off the grid. Unless that sounds like your jam, then go for it. This is about making small, sustainable changes that can have a big impact on how you feel. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you kickstart your digital detox journey. 1. Start small. Don't try to go cold turkey overnight. That's a recipe for disaster and instant rebound cravings. Instead, pick one small area to focus on first. Maybe it's turning off notifications during dinner or designating specific screen-free hours each day. Think of it like training your brain gradually. Introducing new habits is much more effective than trying to overhaul everything at once. 2. Find your tech triggers. Ever notice that you reach for your phone whenever you feel a certain way? Bored. Anxious. Stressed. Identifying those triggers can help you break the cycle. Maybe instead of scrolling through social media when you're feeling bored, you could pick up a book, go for a walk, or call a friend. 3. Embrace the offline world. Remember the joys of doing things without a screen. Reading a physical book, having face-to-face conversations, spending time in nature, these are all amazing ways to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Schedule regular unplugged activities into your week. 4. Curate your digital space. Be mindful of the apps and accounts you follow. Are they inspiring? Informative? We're just creating unnecessary stress and comparison. It's okay to unfollow, mute, or delete anything that doesn't serve you. Remember, your digital space should be a source of positivity and enrichment, not anxiety and overwhelm. 5. Practice digital mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a technophobe, but rather being more aware of how technology impacts your thoughts, feelings, and actions. When you find yourself reaching for your phone, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Do I actually need to be on my phone right now? Being mindful can help you make conscious choices about your tech usage. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, laughing and catching up. But instead of truly enjoying the moment, you find yourself constantly checking your phone, scrolling through social media, or even worse, replying to work emails. You miss out on key parts of the conversation, feel distracted and disconnected, and leave the dinner feeling more drained than before. Sound familiar? This is what I call phantom engagement. We're physically present but mentally checked out because our attention is constantly divided between the real world and the digital one. Digital detox can help you break free from this cycle and truly savor those precious moments with loved ones. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to kickstart your digital detox journey. Remember, unplugging doesn't mean disconnecting altogether. It's about finding a healthier balance that allows you to live more fully in the present moment. Start small, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those victories. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a digital detox reminder, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join the conversation on Instagram using the #digitaldetoxjourney. Let's create a supportive community where we can all level up our tech habits and reclaim our time and energy. Until next time, stay curious and keep the screens at bay unless you're listening to me, of course.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.